Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Welcome to Labors of Love, where we bring the labors of love from the Diocese of Corpus Christi straight to you. I'm your host, Margaret Alleria, and I'm here with Marty Nguyen, Director of Communications for the Diocese of Corpus Christi and Executive Vice President and General Manager of Diocesan Telecommunications Corporation, also known as DTC. Ooh, let me catch my breath there. How you doing, Marty?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I'd really like to thank you for allowing me to be a part of your ministry, because as you know, Labors of Love is a joint effort between DTC and the Department of Evangelization and Communication.
Usually I'm on the other side of the window here in the control room, so this is kind of a switch for me being on this side.
Yeah, definitely. So a joint effort between the DTC and the Department of Evangelization and Catechesis. Before we get started in regards to your ministry, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been with with DTC and the diocese for about 25 years now. I was born and raised in St. Louis. My father was a brewmaster at Anheuser-Busch, and I was educated in the Marianist schools and became a Marianist in 1964, and was a member of that religious order for 4 years, and probably one of the four great years of my life really formed me and has made me what I'd like to believe I am today, and very appreciative to the Society of Mary for all that they have given me. And then I taught high school band for 8 years, got into commercial broadcast, was part of broadcast for a number of years, had my own ad agency, and in 1983 was the fateful meeting with Monsignor Shirley, who also hired me as associate organist at the Corpus Christi Cathedral, because that's also, I'm a church organist. And at that meeting, we hatched the concept of KLUX. And so we sit here today because of his foresight and that of Bishop Thomas Drury, who was the bishop of Corpus Christi at the time. So we're very, very indebted to Monsignor Shirley at that meeting, because it has brought us this very important evangelization tool. And I've basically been a part of DTC ever since, either as a board member, as an employee, as a manager, as a consulting engineer. It's been an exciting time, and it's been a big part of my life. Really have enjoyed it.
So was your family involved in any sort of communication? What sparked your interest in communications?
Well, radio contains all the things that I love the most. Music, electronics and engineering. I'm a ham radio operator, so that just transferred. And this particular broadcast operation, the church, which was a great big part of my life. And all of those pieces came together into something that I'm doing today. I'm basically doing all the things I like to do. And that's what brought this to fruition. Let's talk about a labor of love.
There you go.
That's what this is for me and for my staff. This is the broadcast stations that we operate for the diocese are very unique operations. We're very proud of them.
And speaking of the Marianist charism, I can definitely relate, since I did go to St. Mary's University in San Antonio, Texas. And being with the brothers and visiting the priests on a weekly basis also had a tremendous impact in my life. So it's good to know that about you, Marty. Tell me when
Hope
you
I can live up to that.
Definitely, definitely. Tell me, when you initially met with Monsignor Shirley, what was the goal of KLUX? When you all hatched this out, what were you trying to do?
Well, I think that initially, the way it started, he and I sat over a table after dinner drinking Mondavi Fumé Blanc, and I asked the Monsignor when the diocese was going to build a radio station, and he asked me when I was going to start.
That's how it works.
I think initially the idea was just to have a radio station. And, of course, that was built. That went on the air in 1985. I had a slightly different vision of religious broadcasting at that particular time than the diocese did. And they, from 1985 to 1989, that format, that particular model was used. It was a block format model. The studios were over in Robstown. And we'd have block programs throughout the day. The audience for the station was not all that big, but that typically happens. Religious programming is for a radio station is a niche format. And so the audiences are very dedicated that listen to religious radio, but they're also very narrow.
What is block programming?
A sermon for a half hour, or preaching for a half hour, a catechetical study for a half hour. In other words, it goes on for a long period of time, which is fine. I mean, EWTN, that is a great model for them, and they've used that for many, many years, and that's a great format. What the real power of radio is, however, is what we do with KLUX. Literally, we can have everyone. It is a physical possibility to have every soul within the Diocese of Corpus Christi listening to this radio station.
How so?
Well, it's
online,
radio. And all you have to do, is turn on
a
radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's a possibility. Now, that will probably never happen.
But that
because
would be great.
That's, you know, it's very doubtful that will ever happen. Mm-hmm. But it can happen. So I want, the way we look at it is we want our fair share of that radio audience. We can do things to draw listeners, whether they're believers, non-believers, whether they're Jewish, Catholic, Methodist, no matter what their persuasion, we want them to find a home here.
And you are here to reach
and
anyone
I'm here.
Of
we
any
are
faith.
Trying to reach as many souls as we possibly can. A famous preacher once said, you got to get them into the tent before you can deliver the message. And that's what we do. We bring them into the tent and we deliver the word of God. And if you listen to KLUX, you'll realize that every time we stop for messages, there's always a message there in every one of those breaks. And so that's four times an hour. At 24 hours a day, those messages are going out to those listeners. And we don't do things that make people tune out. We call it tune out. It's just like commercial radio. We run it like a commercial radio station, except it promotes the biggest advertiser we have here is the Word of God.
And you know,
that makes it exciting.
As a listener myself, I can definitely appreciate those snippets where I can turn on the radio and just listen to something inspiring and then move on with our busy lives. And that's one of the things that I guess you've came to understand, that people are very busy and you want to be able to catch them in that moment where they have that radio tuned into KLUX.
And it is the model of radio that works in the milieu, in the world. And if you look at how radio works in the world, you have a musical format. And the station is formatic. In our situation, it's easy listening. We bill ourselves as good company. Mm-hmm. But because of what we do, we're still known as the Catholic station, which is, I love that. I think that's great. And we have in-office listening. We have dentists listening to us. We have doctor's offices. We have businesses. And we're able to do that because we don't chase them away.
And we're not
they're
exclusive.
Very comfortable here, and we're not exclusive. We'd like to believe our listeners are very comfortable here.
You know, I will agree that there's been a variety of places that I've gone to, and it's so nice to hear KLUX in the background. The other day I was shopping for some dance outfits for my daughters, and I heard KLUX, and it's exciting to hear.
Now, what's really fun is to go up to Rockport and walk down the street up there. I mean, it's like listening to KLUX in stereo. It's really phenomenal up in that area, the listenership that we have. We're grateful to our Rockport and Aransas Pass listeners.
And you're right, it is definitely good listening because the music that you play, let's go ahead and speak about the music that you play. Is it contemporary? Is it classical? Is it a variety?
Well, no, it's an easy listening format, but that is simply a tool. Mm-hmm. To attract listeners. That's really what the listeners are looking for initially. Mm-hmm. But the KLUX experience is more than just the music. It's the inspirational messages, the public service announcements, the emergency information when we have severe thunderstorm watches and tornadoes and hurricanes and things of this nature and our association with the LEPC. And so it's all of these things because we believe it's stewardship. Operating the radio station, we have stewardship responsibilities, and we must respond to that, like any responsibility in stewardship. And so that stewardship is to serve the needs, concerns, and interests of the community, and not just that of the church. We get a license from the people through the government to operate in the public interest, and we have to serve those people, and we do that. We take that very seriously.
Marty, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you for joining us on Labors of Love.
This is Labors of Love.
Friday, May 10th, you'll be treated to the musical event of the year with the Rose Ensemble. Your Cathedral Concert Series presents this no-charge concert at 7:30 p.m. in Corpus Christi Cathedral. The Rose Ensemble will transform you back in time as they perform works from ancient Mediterranean, the land of three faiths. The award-winning Rose Ensemble features rarely heard historical music from around the globe, reawakening the ancient with vocal music that stirs the emotions, challenges the mind, and lifts the spirit. It's sacred, secular, folk, and classical all at the same time and in various languages. Again, the performance is free. However, for VIP membership passes, which allow priority reserve seating, call 888-7444. The Rose Ensemble, Friday, May 10th, 888-7444.
Welcome back to Labors of Love. I'm here with Marty Wind. How are you, Marty?
Doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Definitely. I'd like to talk about your Sunday morning programming. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you have lined up?
Well, long-form programming on KLUX is important for those who are seeking that type of programming. On Sunday morning, we begin at 5 o'clock with our sacred and contemporary music. Then our Spanish programming begins at 6 with Jesus and Mi Vida Diaria and the Spanish Rosary, and our very own Semillas de Esperanza with the group that we proudly refer to as the Tres Padres, Father Henry, Father Naul, and Father Fernando. They come in and do a great program, and we're so grateful that they come in and help us with that. If you speak Spanish, you haven't experienced that program, you really need to tune it in. That's at 6 o'clock. Or rather at 7 o'clock. Then at 7:30, Con Permiso, which is another Spanish programming, which is produced by Javier Colmenero, who's been a longtime supporter of the radio station, and we thank him very much. American Catholic Radio, personally speaking, these are national programs that come into us from the Catholic Communications Campaign. Of course, the bishops are Shepherd's View with Bishop Mulvey, which we're happy to produce for him. The Cathedral Sunday Mass live from Corpus Christi Cathedral is the live broadcast. Of course, your program, which airs here at 10:30 on KLUX, and then Catholic Answers Live, which people are very interested in that program, and we had to make special arrangements to get that in there. It's very popular, and a lot of questions answered about the Catholic faith. So that's our Sunday morning. But the other thing that is important that we should remind everyone is we're an HD station, and we have full-time Catholic teaching on our HD2 channel, on what we call CCN Radio. If you have a digital radio, we have that full-time teaching on CCN. Now, that's the Relevant Radio Network out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's the only Catholic network that is sanctioned by the U.S. Catholic Conference of Bishops. And we're proud to present that on HD2. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can go get your HD radio, which is available at our major retailers, and you can listen to HD2 and Relevant Radio.
And speaking of digital, we also have online access to KLUX. You have listeners from all over the world, Marty. Can you name a few
internationally,
places?
Internationally, Singapore, New Zealand, Japan, China, the Philippines, all manner of countries in Africa and Europe and Canada.
That's wonderful.
It never ceases to amaze me, the worldwide listenership that we have. And this comes mainly from people looking for easy listening or Catholic-based programming. They find us in our slogan, Good Company. They're intrigued by it. They click on it. Once we get them,
we got them.
They're hooked.
Those good people listening around the world are always there. And it's early in the morning, the Pacific Rim just lights up with listeners. It's really interesting to watch, and we're very appreciative to all those folks.
And you have those lifelong listeners that are dedicated.
They stay with us, and it's really interesting, and we're very blessed.
You also have podcast, videocast. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Well, all of the programming that we produce, all the programs I just mentioned, plus all the video programming that we do and any video production that we do is available on our podcast and video server. You can see that complete listing at podcasts.goccn.net. That will give you a complete listing. There's various categories there. All of the programs that we produce have a category. All the programs that go back a full year are available. And you can view them online, whether it's a Cathedral Sunday Mass, whether it's a Spanish Mass. If you want it with video, with audio, you can subscribe to it as an RSS feed so that if you have an iPad, an iPhone, or an Android, you can subscribe to it and it will automatically download that into your phone. So it's you don't even have to think twice about it. It's just if something new is added, it'll be added to your phone. It's great service, and that's all available to help spread the good news.
For those people on the go.
People on the go. And there's a lot of activity in that area. And we're proud to be able to present that.
So, for example, if someone missed last Sunday's episode of Labors of Love, they can go online and look at that.
Now, all the way back to the very beginning. It's all available there. So if you want to check up what you sounded like in the first program there, Miss Margaret, you can get it.
Definitely. Good. Well, now that was a facet of part of your ministry with DTC or Diocesan Telecommunications Corporation. Tell me a little bit about you as Director of Communications for the Diocese of Corpus Christi.
Well, this is where I advise the bishop and the diocese and assist the diocese in media relations and in communications with the media. We've been doing that for a number of years. These days, with all the things that are going on in the church nationally, it's important to have representation with the media so that if they have any questions, they know who to get in touch with. And that's what I do. I stand there to be responsive to any inquiry that we get from the media. I'm also there as a quasi-spokesperson for the diocese. I'm the front line. If the media wants to know about something, they call me. And they do. They will call me at 11 o'clock at night if they need information. But that's what we want to do. We want to be available to the media. And they might just need some statistic, which I can supply them. How many parishes do you have? For a story that they're writing, my job is to assist them. We've established a relationship with all of these reporters in order to be a resource to them. And that helps us when we have tough times, too. And you know, it's been difficult, to say the least, in the past years for the church with the abuse scandals. But being transparent, being available to the media is extremely important right now. And that's my main purpose there for the diocese, is to be available to the media to answer their questions, to be transparent, and to give them the information that they need, and to make sure that they get it right.
That it's accurate.
Because all we ask of the media is that they be fair and they be accurate. Those are the two things I ask from all my journalists. And we'll tell them whatever they need, and we'll get them the information that they need. We just want them to be fair and accurate. And for the most part, in Corpus Christi, I got to say, they're pretty fair and they're pretty accurate.
And that's good to hear. Now, just speaking of bringing them all together, I understand you have an annual occasion where you bring in all of the different
We bring them all together. This is our annual media reception where we honor the media on the occasion of World Communications Day. They love it. We get together. We have an evening in the bishop's backyard where we have heavy hors d'oeuvres and drinks, and they all come in, and they relish that, because not too often is there an occasion where all those journalists can get together as one. They may not tell their boss that, but they love that. You have Joe Gazin as well as Lee Sawsley all in the same room, and it's kind of fun, and they all really enjoy that, and that's done a lot to go a long way for our relationship with the media and being able to touch them and them being able to touch us.
So it seems as though, and you mentioned you have a great relationship with other media outlets, and even that banquet and having everyone comes together shows that transparency and that that ideal that you want to give the information to the people and to the listeners,
yeah,
but in an accurate and in a fair way. And so there's nothing to hide. And you're
no,
there.
No, there really isn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, the real work that we have to do, mm-hmm, is to make sure that the media understands exactly what has happened, that they get the real facts, not to spin it, mm-hmm, but to give them all the information. Because that's where the problems start, is when there's misinformation or assumptions that are starting to be made. Sometimes that can sneak into reporting. So my job is to make sure there are no assumptions and that they have all the information that they need. And I'd like to believe we've been pretty successful at that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's worked well for us. We have a good relationship with the media in Corpus Christi. It's tougher in some other dioceses. But here, we've established a rapport, and I'd like to think that the church is very well respected by the media.
Marty, you've done a fabulous job, to say the least. If anyone wants to contact you, what is your contact information?
Do you want to get something on the radio? You'd like information about the diocese? You give us a call at area 361-289-6437. That's our main office for diocesan telecommunications. If you need video of anything or want information, that's the number to call. Or you can email me at mwind, at goccn.org. That's Catholic Communications Network.
Thank you so much, Marty, for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's sacred moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
If you have ever heard the expression, seeing through the eyes of God, you may be tempted to think it means seeing the butterfly in a caterpillar, or an eagle in an egg, or perhaps a saint in another person. That seems rather simple, however. After all, books tell us what type of butterfly a particular caterpillar will become, and the difference between robin's eggs and eagle's eggs. Most of us know a good person, even when we have seen their bad side. Like many other expressions we hear and use, seeing through the eyes of God can lead us onto dangerous ground, especially if we begin to believe that we can see as God does by our own power. So it's important for us to think about these words and what they really mean. St. Paul tells us that eye has not seen what God has planned. Yet in the beginning of John's Gospel, the first question Jesus asks the two who will become his disciples is, "What are you seeking?" And he then invites them to come and see. There seems to be a contradiction here. On the one hand, we are told that we cannot see what God sees, but then we are invited by Jesus to come and see. Perhaps it will make more sense if we look at the feeding of the 5,000 in Mark. Jesus asked the disciples, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And what are we to make of this? When Jesus tells the disciples to go and see how many loaves they have, he is instructing them and us to take note of how man sees things. There were 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus takes the 5 loaves and 2 fish and feeds the 5,000 to their satisfaction, and then has them collect the abundance of what is left over. What therefore at first appears to be a contradiction, on second look becomes clear. Jesus invites us to enter into that place where he is with the Father, that place of prayer, that place of oneness and unity, that place of beauty and goodness. He wants us to know that God longs for us to be with him. By telling us that we cannot see as he sees, God is trying to help us understand that we are not equal to him, yet by inviting us to come and see and commanding us to go and see, he is asking us to learn to be with him, to see as he does. He shows us how 5 loaves and 2 fish is abundant and how short-sighted we are. Consider his command to love one another as he has loved us. How often do we think this to be so impossible that we don't even try? He invites us every day to come and see, not as man does, but as God does. When he looks at us, he sees only the perfection and beauty with which he created each human soul. He knows the brokenness we carry. He sees the stains of the sins we have willingly committed. And yet he invites us to come and see as he does. He invites us to come and love as he does. May we learn to see one another as God does. May we look at our spouses and children, our parents and siblings, and see the beauty God has created them with. And may God bless you with eyes of faith with which to come and see what he has planned for those who love him. Amen.
Thanks for being with us today on Labors of Love. I'd like to thank my guest, Marty Nguyen, Director of Communications for the Diocese of Corpus Christi and Executive Vice President and General Manager of Diocesan Telecommunications Corporation, or DTC. If you'd like to submit a public service announcement, send it to mwind@goccn.org. If you have any questions, call us at 361-289-6437 or visit koux.org. Join us again next time for Labors of Love.
You've been listening to Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. Online MP3s of this program are available on the CCN server. Browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Evangelization, Diocese of Corpus Christi, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.